Good evening. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be August 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arts and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on the website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations who would like to join us that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. So any of those stations wishing to check in, please call now. I am now listening for any stations on EchoLink who would like to check in. Are there any EchoLink stations who would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, at this time, it appears I'm the only one in the queue.
All right, Kevin. I hope you're staying cool. Thanks for joining us. How are things in Oneonta?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone up in North Country. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. And, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, it was a scorcher out there today. The humidity was high right along with the temperatures, and then we got some pop-up thunderstorms that moved through here. I'm going to say about two or three different bands of them have come through, and we ended up with some intermittent power outages. Wasn't due to wind, but it seemed to be more due to lightning strikes of various locations here. So not widespread power outages, just kind of sparse in a couple spots here and there. But I know our New York State Electric and Gas has been dispatched out to work on those. So hopefully if those people haven't gotten power restored, it will be back on shortly. So, and then I guess in the news too, there was a couple different areas here in New York State today where people were struck by lightning. So they always say if you hear thunder, take cover, because you know, even though these storms were not of the severe type, lightning still can be deadly, you know, in any situation. So right now, got 73 degrees on the outside, and I tell you what, I will hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FBM. Back to you, Kathy.
All righty, Kevin. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, and yep, we had some thunderstorms. Boy, sorry to hear people lost power. Miraculously, we did not. Even though the more prepared you are, the less likely things are going to happen. So we have our generator and everything all set, but I'm glad we didn't lose power. All right. Thanks for joining us, Kevin. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm looking now for check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U. Okay, recognizing George, Jeff, and John. I'm just going to break order just a moment, but Jeff, are you mobile?
Negative, not mobile.
Oh, okay. All right, you sounded it, but I'm glad you're not. Okay, so we'll go to the top of the list. And George, hope you're feeling well today.
Well, good evening, Kathy, everybody on the net. Oh, I wish I could say that. Got the fan going. No, they had it going till about 11 last night. This morning, it is just so heavy and humid here. The temperature range today, 72 to 86. It's now 78 degrees here on the mountainside. And boy, I wish we could have gotten some of that rain. There's the thunder in the background. It was very dark all morning. And all we got was one quick downpour for a couple of minutes, and then the sun was out, scorching everything again. And it was in and out, thought it was going to rain. A few little thunder in the distance, and absolutely nothing. A little trickle of rain again for about, not even enough to wet the ground. Came at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and that was it. I mean, it's just been, it was so heavy and humid. Ambulance calls are going here one after the other of elderly passing out and getting sick and whatever from this weather, that's for sure. I really hope this humidity breaks soon because, believe me, I am not happy. Only consolation I have would be much worse back in New York City. Much, much worse for sure. That'll say God bless and 73, 10-2, TSM clear.
Okay, George, are you up? Nothing like being in New York City in the summertime. It's just concrete and heat. Yeah, it's been muggy. We do not enjoy the hot, muggy weather. I know people who live in Florida, places like that, but you could have it, in my opinion. Yep, we've got 70 degrees here, so, we did have some thunderstorms, so we're on the same page there. Okay, thanks, George, for joining us. Next up is Jeff, and, I bet you're at camp.
Roger, it's the annual father-son weekend up here at camp. We're just getting started. Let's see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boys, and as usual, we only got 2 dads, me and the one guy who always seems to come up here and hang out with us every time. He never gives it up. You know, all the other fathers send their kids up here. So we're having a good time. We're just sitting down. We're having some beef ribs, and we're having clams and corn on the cob. It's a real good time. We're having a lot of fun up here at camp, and we got a big hike planned for the morning. And I know the boys, they're accepting it right now, but we're getting them all up at 5:30 in the morning to go for a hike. Anyway, this is KD2AIT, back to Net Control.
If I were closer, I'd be there. We have not had corn on the cob as yet this year, and I'm dying for it. So enjoy your dinner and enjoy the father-son thing. That's great. And your hike, too. All right. Next up, we have WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Jeff off at the camp there, and George, trying to keep cool, us here also. So, had a great couple of days. I guess, I don't believe there was a net last night. I'm trying to remember if I had it on, but got a number of things done yesterday. Got our UPS hooked up for our computer. What a beautiful thing. One of the smaller ones, a 1,500-watt one. I was talking to the people about it. They actually make 20-kilowatt UPS. It was come with a forklift truck. But anyway, so that's all hooked up, got all the cables all cabled and zip-tied and all neatened up, so that's all working flawlessly. Also, yesterday put together a 25-foot flagpole for Kathy, so that's out in the middle of the garden now. And that went up well. It brought back old memories when I used to put up the flag every day at my parents' house before going off to school, tying everything off on the cleat and things of that nature. So got that accomplished, and I was trying to think of what other, I think there was some other projects we also worked on the other day. And I did my workout earlier this morning, I don't know, about 10 o'clock, but it was still, it was like riding a bike through the jungle. I still got my over 9 miles in, but every pedal push was, it was a climb. It was like having the bike in the pool. And then we had the company, kids came up this afternoon, had a great time. We all went into camp and checked things out. So that was a wonderful thing in between the raindrops and things of that nature. So anyways, yeah, the UPS is kind of neat. Just unplug everything from the wall and plug the Ethernet cable, and then you're unplugged and the computer's still up, and whatever work you've got going on is still there. So it's we're pretty happy about that. All right, I'll turn it back over to Nat, trying to think if there's anything that had pertinence. Kevin James is right. Yep, the thunder's away. We hear that all the time on NOAA weather. They always announce it. So we hear boom, crackle, we disconnect things. I guess this time of the year, if you're going to leave the house for any amount of time, it's just a good thing to unplug things. It's just regular protocol. But then in the winter, depending on your equipment, there's also static discharge and things from antennas, so you just have to beware. WATU back to that.
Okay, John, thanks for joining us. Yeah, I was out picking blueberries today, and rumble, rumble, thunder, and we were going, uh-oh. But luckily, the storm just skirted right to the side. Like a huge bucket of blueberries. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
WA2 with info.
Yes, John, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not really sure about this, but this is in passing. I believe the Rome group is having there's a ham fest tomorrow, but the repeater for Rome, I guess listen in the morning, and you always want to get to these things early. 146.880, 146.880, and there is a PL tone, I believe. Maybe I can find out what that is. But anyways, let's put the radio on search. It's probably either 71.9 or one of the common tones in our area. But I know they used to have ham radio. What was it, that Bex Grove years ago, Ham Family Days or whatever, so I think that's going on this weekend. People may want to tune into that. We got the usual program Saturday morning, the Kim Commando Show on 950 WIBX. That's probably the closest radio station listening. It starts at 10 a.m. I think it's a few hours long. It's been going on for a number of years. 9 o'clock is the Car Guys on 570 WSYR and 106.9. There's a few things going. And I think it's next weekend. I think next weekend is the Woodsman's Field Day up in Boonville. And I believe there's something going on up in Lewis County Fairgrounds this weekend. I'm trying to remember what it was. It's something I heard on the radio. But I think the Woodsman's Field Days are coming up on next week on the 19th and 20th, whatever that is. So, all right, WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, thank you. And I think the Herkimer County Fair is another event that's coming up. So, good. Thanks, John, for all that info. All right, are there any more comments, queries, or late check-ins before I close the net? Please call now. And to KKL, good evening, Kathy. Pauline, welcome. Glad to hear you on the net. So how are things there? Nice and hot, I bet. Yeah, everything's fine. It's still pretty warm, though, and muggy. But anyway, other than that, we had a pretty good day today. We got really hot. Hope all is well with you guys too, Kathy, and to KKL, back to you. Yeah, Colleen, we were great here. We had some visitors, family visit today, so that was good. And we can't wait till this muddy weather's over. So we'll be very happy with that. You sound great, Pauline. Good. All right, any more people that would like to join us before I close the net? This is KC2YXN.
KD2FBN with a quick comment.
Go ahead, Kevin.
All right, yeah, Kathy, KD2FBM, Kevin James back out here in Oneonta. I was going to say earlier this week, John and I were chatting on one of the previous nets, and I got a little tongue-tied with a name. Jack Horkheimer was the name I was trying to think of, the astronomer on PBS that used to do the great show just before midnight. If any of you guys had the chance to get outside the last couple nights and look up and check out the Perseids meteor shower, what a display. I went out last night. A friend of mine was up to her grandmother's house, and she sent me a quick message. She said, you got to come up. So I took a little trip last night, and I stayed up there until almost 3 o'clock in the morning. And there said there was going to be close to 200 meteors per hour. So I'm just going to say it was just amazing to see. I mean, small ones, big ones, they did funny loops and stuff. It was quite the scene. So with that, just like I say, if you find some clear skies, check that out, because the peak was between last night and tonight. So, and it'll still keep going for the next few nights, but it'll slowly drop off in its intensity. So with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FBM, back to net.
Well, thanks, Kevin, for mentioning that. Yeah, that's right. I knew about that. And if we get clear skies up here, I'll have to check it out. Yep, it's a pretty neat thing. Amazing. Okay, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. All right. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. But before that, I will give our Friday evening chuckle before we all melt. So here we go. These vultures decided to fly to Florida on an airline, and they got on board carrying 6 dead raccoons. And the flight attendant said, I'm sorry, but there's a limit of 2 carrion per passenger. I'm closing the Black River Valley Service Net. Before I do that, I want to thank Kevin, George, Jeff, John, and Pauline for joining us. And all you scanner listeners out there and those who are just listening, everybody have a great weekend. Stay cool and enjoy whatever it is that you do. Maybe you go to the festival or go swimming in the lake, whatever it is. So, 73
and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN, clear. This is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73 KD2FBM is clear.
ZO, testing. Finally got Echolink working, I think. KC1FZO, testing. KC1FZO, testing. Oh, good. This time I'm actually making it into the repeater. Apparently switching in. As I was saying, apparently switching antennas is what I had to do, because the other antenna seemed to have died on me or something. Thank you. Anyway, KC1FZO, testing.
Is the repeater in use at K2Z? This is AK2Z for Hawk 10, the Atlantic County Traffic and Emergency Net. We're held on the 145.17, but doing call up here. Anybody would like to check in, all stations are welcome.
Hey there, this is KC1FZO, Sean up in Massachusetts, connecting via Echolink. Just figured I'd check in and quickly say hi, and I have negative traffic for the net. So, just checking in and out. Back to net control.
Copy, KC1AZO, correct, sir?
No, KC1FZO, Kilo Charlie 1, Foxtrot Zulu Oscar.
Excellent. Got you in there, KC1FZO. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Anybody else for Hawk 10 tonight? All stations are welcome. Nothing further hurt. AK2Z is clear and up frequency. Thanks, guys. Have a good night. AK2Z is out.
KC1FZO, listening.